Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser. Beat Migs, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Migs? I know Alan from Seattle is. Alan, are you there?
I'm here. Hey, guys. Good morning.
Good morning. Steve?
Yes?
It's time for you to get out of here.
All right. Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Alan has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Ready.
How many seconds are in 1 minute?
60.
Yes. The zip code 90210 is located in which U.S. state?
California.
Correct. What causes bread to rise?
Yeast.
Yes. What song did Right Said Fred release in 1991?
Tiptoes Through the Tulips?
No.
Right Said Fred knows this one.
In what decade did hurricanes begin getting human names?
60s.
No.
70s.
No.
70s.
No. What country is home to the original Highland Games?
Scotland.
Yes. Mutt Cuts was a fictional dog grooming business from what 1994 movie?
Dumb and Dumber.
Yes. What food company introduced Spam?
What food company?
Yes.
Kraft?
No.
Pass.
Popliteal pain means you're having trouble with which joint?
Knee.
Yes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 you got correct there, Alan.
Not the best.
Hey, you know what? We'll take it. We will take it. Hopefully it's enough to keep Steve at 299 wins.
Come on.
For one more
I got three game. Chances this morning. I got to get to 300.
Steve, are you ready?
Yes!
How many seconds are in 1 minute?
60.
Yes. The zip code 90210 is located in which U.S. state?
California.
Correct. What causes bread to rise?
Yeast.
Yes. What song did Right Said Fred release in 1991?
Oh, Pussy. Pussycat.
No.
I'm too sexy.
Yes. In what decade did hurricanes begin getting human names?
50s.
Yes. What country is home to the original Highland Games?
Scotland.
That's correct. Mutt Cuts was a fictional dog grooming business from what 1994 movie?
Beethoven.
No.
All Dogs Go to Heaven?
No.
Beavis and Butthead Do America?
No. Oh. What food company introduced Spam?
What food company? Nestle?
No.
Horner's?
No.
Is that the name? I can't think of it. Pillsbury?
No. Popliteal pain means you're having trouble with which joint?
Knees.
Yes. Which Flintstones character was the last to be turned into a vitamin?
Barney.
No.
Bam Bam.
No.
Pebbles.
No.
Damn it. Dino.
No. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 correct, and that is your 300th
Let's
win.
Bring it, go.
7-6.
Yes.
Sorry, Alan.
That's fine.
It's fine.
It's fine.
It's fine.
That you didn't know where mutt cuts was from.
Mutt cuts.
Only because I didn't realize it until she asked it the second time. And I was like, oh, Dumb and Dumber.
Dude, the hairstyle.
Yes.
Yes.
The van.
And the van.
Yes. Such a good one. Oh, gosh. You're doing 300 the fireworks.
Missing outside of Seattle. They're setting up fireworks. It's like the Seahawks just won.
Look my God.
Look at Lumen Field.
It's electric.
Fireworks are going off right now. That is really cool. The Seahawks and the Mariners are setting up fireworks in honor of my 300th win.
I know. Danny and I just didn't even think to recognize your
efforts. That what the big W on T-Mobile means right now?
Yes.
The food company that introduced Spam to the world was Hormel. I know
Hormel.
I know that was what you were trying to say.
What did I say? Hornell?
Horners, I think so. And the Flintstones character that was the final character to be turned into a vitamin was Betty Rubble.
I was about to say, it's probably Barney's wife.
Betty.
I couldn't think of her name.
Betty.
Oh, Betty.
Congratulations, Steve.
Thank you.
The Daily Migs Show.
There is a sweet feature on the Odyssey app that lets you leave us a voice message, and we highly encourage you to do that. We get messages every single day, and some are obviously very interesting.
This one is super interesting and involves someone who thinks that the person they're dating is an idiot.
Is it my husband? We're going to slide into our VMs after Foo Fighters.
Oh, look. Is that Brad's number?
Something got you bent, and now you need to vent. Or you did something bad, and you need to repent. Well, slide into our VMs.
Yeah, baby, it's time to slide into our VMs.
We're sliding
on the Daily Mix Show.
It would please us greatly to get a voice message from you. You can head over to the Odyssey app and then be on the lookout for the little microphone icon. That's how you leave us a VM. Steve, what's happening in there today?
We got to just start things off with this voice message about someone who thinks they're dating an idiot, because I have a lot of questions.
Okay.
Hey, what's up, guys? I think I have something for you. I just started dating this girl. I really dig her, but, you know, now that we text all the time, I just kind of realized that she comes off bright in person, but she's kind of dumb.
Kinda or a lot?
Kinda, sorta.
She can't spell words properly, like random examples, scissors, tomorrow, calendar, business.
Spell scissors.
S-C-I-S-S-O-R-S.
No, there's two Z's. No, I'm kidding. Now I'm wondering, like, how does she spell tomorrow?
Probably with an A in there somewhere. I've seen people misspell that one.
Same with calendar.
Calendar. Where it becomes
calendar. I shouldn't talk. I'm a terrible speller. Like, if someone was dating me, I lean into the autocorrect on my phone. I feel like it's 2025. If you can't spell, and it's, that's a bad sign.
Yeah, that is.
And I don't know. It's just getting under my skin, but the kicker is that I just found out that she's, like, homeschooling her kid. And I just think that both of them should go to kindergarten and let the professionals handle her.
I mean, I hear his point.
Well, I mean, my daughter's in kindergarten. She just learned how to spell tomorrow and scissors. And she's crushing it.
Oh, good for her.
Yeah, but her S's are backwards. She'll get to that eventually.
Just curious what you guys think. I know you guys have kids, so just wondering what your thoughts are.
Well, maybe just don't text with her and just talk on the phone. Then you don't have to worry about this.
Yeah, there you go. I mean, I prefer phone conversations over texting.
I like how we're like,
we can solve this.
Yeah, we'll teach you how to avoid the problem as opposed to confronting the problem head on.
Ooh, and homeschooling, I mean, that's something that I would never sign myself up for.
No?
No.
We,
there's no chance.
My wife flirted with the idea. I think she would have liked to, because Sid was not ready to stop having Tatum by her side. Like, she's gotten, I mean, it's now we're good. Like, once you rip the Band-Aid off, everything's fine. But there was a moment where she was flirting with that idea of doing homeschooling, and she even, like, showed me, like, some of the stuff. They do help you like, I'm not saying I should ever homeschool somebody, but they kind of map it out for you.
There's like some protocol. There's a program that you follow step by step, you know?
Can you imagine Steve?
No.
Being a homeschool teacher?
I'd be like, let's just do gym. Let's do arts and crafts.
I was going to say, Tatum's going to learn how to body slam, but that's about it.
And draw. And she'll color inside the lines like a mother effer. But other than that, like everything else, no thank you.
Okay, so if you were, let's say hypothetically, you were in this guy's situation dating somebody like this, would that be a red flag for you?
I'd dump her in a heartbeat.
It would annoy you? Would it annoy you, though?
I would love to talk to this guy, because, I mean, that just seems a little extreme. Like, okay, bad speller. I don't know, man. I feel like a lot of people are bad spellers these days. Like,
yeah.
I think social media has kind of opened my eyes. I don't know about you guys, but opened my eyes that there's just a lot of people who do not know how to spell.
No.
And at first, I remember when especially when like you get like a negative comment and your first thought is, I'll just correct their spelling and that'll get to them. And I realized it seems like nobody gives an F. As long as like the attitude is just like, well, if you know what I mean, why do you care if I spelled it right? And I'm like, okay, I guess this is just a different, I hate to be that different generation guy, but it does feel like a different generation.
I agree.
How do you spell agree?
A-G-R-E-E.
So, I mean, yeah, I would love to know if the girl's cool, what are we doing?
Yeah.
All right, we got another text message, a voice message, sorry.
Guys haven't been talking about food lately. What's the one food you hate? Or what's the one food you love? Go.
Mm. Well, I don't like it when you tell me to go.
Go.
What's the food you hate?
I don't think I hate. Oh, I don't know if you guys ever eat tempeh. You probably not. It's like, or tempeh or whatever. It's a vegetarian like meat substitute, and it's like eating cardboard.
Selling it.
No, well, you ask me what do I hate. I freaking hate it. Anytime my wife brings it up or we go to a restaurant, we're like, well, it's tempeh is the option. I'm like, no, thank you. I'd rather eat the napkin. And they're like, well, you haven't had it right. I'm like, I've had it with barbecue sauce on it, and barbecue sauce makes everything taste good, and it still tasted like ass.
Oh, no.
I like how you changed the pronunciation of it every single time you said it.
Tempani. What about you? What do you hate?
Ooh, well, I mean, you know how I am with fruits. I'd probably put bananas up there as like the number one most hated fruit ever.
Danny?
Of course, baked beans.
I love baked beans.
Any kind of baked beans, I can't. If they're from a can.
You like
from
black beans?
No, I like beans fine. It's the baked, like barbecue baked beans.
They're
like,
so good. I had them last night.
They're literally the worst things that have ever happened to America.
Have you had tempeh?
I have not.
Oh, dude, we got a text message. I know we got to run, but this person said, hey, I'm the guy that left that voice message about dating the bad speller, LOL. I'm available to chat. I don't start work until 7:45, so as long as it's before then, I can talk to you guys.
Yes.
We got to talk to him.
I'm so excited. I have so many follow-up questions.
Like, do you like tempeh? Can you spell tempeh?
His girlfriend can't.
T-E-M-P-E-H, I think.
Tempeh.
The Daily Mix Show.
So yeah, we got that voice message from the listener telling us how he thinks he might be dating an idiot. And he said that he could join us this morning. So let's try to get him on and talk with him about what's going on at 7:20.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
If you missed it, earlier this morning, we got a voice message from a listener that kind of feels like he might be dating an idiot.
Hey, what's up, guys? I think I have something for you. I just started dating this girl. I really dig her, but, you know, now that we text all the time, I just kind of realized that she comes off bright in person, but she's kind of dumb. She can't spell words properly, like random example, scissors, tomorrow, calendar, business. The kicker is that I just found out that she's like homeschooling her kid. I just think that both of them should go to kindergarten and let the professionals handle her.
Zach is the guy that left us that voice message. Zach, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Zach, I'm so glad. Yeah, because after we heard your voice message, like we have so many follow-up questions. I'm glad that you texted us saying you could join us. So thanks for taking a few minutes out in your morning to talk about your lovely new relationship.
Yeah, definitely. Thanks for calling me.
Your voice message said that you feel like you are dating a cool person who seems very bright, but now that you guys are texting, she's saying things and she's writing things that make you feel like maybe she's not as bright as I thought.
Yeah, she's just getting a lot of easy. She just mismels a lot of easy words. And, you know, I just found out that she's like trying to homeschool her kid. And I'm just like, what are you talking about? Like, you should definitely not do that. And, you know, you guys talk about having kids all the time. And I was just kind of curious what your thoughts were on all that. And, yeah.
I know my wife wanted to homeschool Tatum, and I saw how she spelled tomorrow. I'm like, yeah, we gotta pull the plug on that. You're not bright enough. No, I'm kidding.
I mean, for me personally, I can't even imagine homeschooling my kid. And I don't think I'm misspelling tomorrow and things like that. But that's a tall order. That's a lot of work that goes into it. And I like to outsource.
Well, I also think it's impressive that she's so, you're saying that she's misspelling these things over text, but I feel like everyone's got a cell phone that will, how bad is she spelling these words that the autocorrect isn't saying, hey, that's not how you spell tomorrow. Or that's not how you spell, like you mentioned in the voice message, calendar or scissors.
I really have no idea. She just must be ignoring all of those underlines and just assuming they need a comma or something. I have no idea how that's working out.
Zach, do you have any idea what level of education she does have?
I think she went to like a 2-year school, like community college or something like that.
And so when she mentioned that she's homeschooling her kid, you didn't say anything, or you're just like, or did you say, was there any conversation after like, oh crap, that's crazy that you are doing that? Did she give you any reason why she's doing the homeschooling?
I guess it has to do with like her schedule. She doesn't want to wake up early. She just says, like, she wants to have the flexibility.
I mean, I guess I respect that if it's a schedule thing, sure. But it just seems like a very tall order for anybody, especially somebody that maybe struggles with the English language in general.
But is this a dating deal breaker for you?
Exactly.
Like, I know you're saying like, hey, you have an issue with how she spells things, but I mean, is this like something that you would be like, you know what, I can't continue to see this person?
I don't know how this would happen, but if her and I had a kid, I wouldn't want them homeschooled. You know, like I would want them in school getting bullied like the rest of us. Like, you know?
It's a rite of passage, you know?
There's more to it than just an education.
So yeah. Wearing condoms is important is what you're saying then.
Exactly.
So all in all, Zach, at this point, like, where do you see this relationship going anywhere, or do you feel like this is a roadblock that you might not be able to get past?
I mean, I don't think it's a roadblock I'm not going to be able to get past. I definitely like her, you know? She's cool. We get along, but I don't know. I'm just, like I said, I'm just curious what you guys' thoughts are on this, like this whole homeschooling thing and just with her background and it just.
Well, maybe like maybe she could homeschool until they get to the point where they actually have to learn how to spell words. after preschool.
I don't know.
We are getting some text messages.
It's pretty important right out of the gate.
I do love this text message that says maybe he should talk to her about it. And the perfect place would be is to have her on the radio with you guys, which I'm like, I don't know if that's necessarily the best way to handle something along those lines, but have you had the conversation about her spelling, or are you just kind of just been like kind of ignoring it or just like letting it gloss over?
I don't really correct her. You know, I don't like send her a text back with like the correct spelling with the asterisk and all that stuff. But, you know, it is something that happens kind of frequently.
Okay, here's my question then. Do you think she's a good sport? Like, in your brief time of dating her, do you think she would be up for coming on the radio and talking about this?
Oh, for sure. No, she's cool. Like, yeah, she would definitely do this.
Ooh. Would you be willing to reach out to her? And, like, we could check back with you tomorrow around this time. And if you're able to get her, we'll have her on as well?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, wow. Zach, out of curiosity.
She would definitely be down.
Just don't tell her it's tomorrow and spell it. Smell it the way that she spells it so she understands it's tomorrow.
Awesome, Zach. All right, tomorrow we're going to check in with your lady and see if we can get to the bottom of all this.
Okay, yeah, definitely.
The Daily Migs Show. The Daily Migs Show.
Well, now I'm extra curious, Steve Migs. What was that one dating deal breaker that you had to go through? Maybe it was a spelling thing like our friend Zach here, 206-803-ROCK. Or maybe you're the one that did something that was the deal breaker.
Okay.
206-803-ROCK.
Have you been guilty of being a deal breaker?
Oh, I think probably in many ways, Steve.
When you get very drunk and become tarantula?
Yes. When did you do something that was a dating deal breaker, or when were you dating someone that had a dating deal breaker? 206-803-ROCK. We're going to take your calls after Beastie Boys. We would love to hear about that dating deal breaker you encountered when getting to know someone. Or when were you the one that did the deal breaker and you were the one that got broken up with because of it? 206-803-ROCK is the number to call, the number to text. John from Tacoma, what was that dating deal breaker for you?
Are you talking to me?
Yes, yeah. John.
What's up, John?
Okay. Well, it was, I took her to a restaurant, and my God, I've never seen somebody so rude to staff as she was. Oh. And I just couldn't take it. I couldn't, you know, I mean, I won't even send something back to the kitchen, even if it's a little off, because I don't want it coming back, you know, played with or anything. And when you're rude to somebody, then you're just asking for it.
Yeah, that is a massive. Did you finish the date, or did you just like, hey, I can't handle someone who's being a D to the service?
Oh no, I finished the date and I just never took her out again.
Yeah,
I mean that would be a deal breaker for me. That's a deal breaker even with friends. Like I can't go to a restaurant with somebody like that.
It changes my opinion of someone in an instant. Like, that's all I need to know about you. Like if you're a jerk to someone who's just trying to do their job, like go F yourself. Have you ever had to send anything back to someone?
I've never sent anything back.
I've only sent something back when it was like, even the waiter was just like, yeah, what's up with that? It was like one of those, I mean, it was like a burger, and I remember asking for it well done, and this thing was still practically mooing. Yeah. And I was like, ah, man, I'm not trying to be difficult, but this is like completely pink inside. And he looked and he goes, oh, yeah. It had that look like, don't worry, we'll take care of it. And I was like, I'm so sorry, but no, at no point am I going to go off the handle.
No.
About it.
Annie from Allen. What was that dating deal breaker for you?
Hi. Well, I was kind of new to Washington, and somebody set me up with a guy, and he picked me up. It was a day date, and he picked me up, and I get in his truck, and there's this huge, gigantic bull mastiff in the back seat going on the date with us. So we get to a restaurant, and he doesn't want to leave the dog in the truck. So he gets out and takes the dog in the restaurant and tries to tell him it's a service dog.
Oh my God.
And so I just turn and walk out and I call my son. I'm like, come get me. There's no way I'm doing this. I mean, I'm retired from the Institute for Deaf and Blind. So that is a huge deal.
Oh, yeah. I mean, on a different level, not just, hey, this is weird that you're bringing your dog to eat with us, but also you had to deal with situations where people do need service animals.
Right, exactly.
And bull mastiffs, they drool like mother effers, don't they?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. And, I mean, not only did he lick the back of my head the whole way through the day. I mean,
the dog or the guy?
Right.
I said the dog or the guy.
No, the dog. Sorry.
206-803-ROCK. Cassandra, you
love
are
dogs.
I do. Like, I'd be
and
excited.
I feel like you even wouldn't have dealt with that.
I would have been like, can I keep this dog?
Okay.
I'm bad. Cassandra in Tacoma, what was that dating deal breaker for you?
Well, I met a gentleman on Plenty of Fish, and we had been talking for like 2 weeks, and he took a trip to Scotland for business. He got stuck in Scotland and they needed me to make a transaction of $500,000.
No!
So that he could return to Seattle, and it was going to be via Bitcoin, and I needed to open an account for him. Oh. And I went left. I said, no, I don't want anything to do with your money. Thanks for talking. I blocked him once, and then he tried to follow me on WhatsApp.
Well, the poor guy's stuck in Scotland. You got to help him out.
Under like three different names. He like kept on contacting me via WhatsApp, and I even went as far as filing a police report.
Because this is like the plot to like these Netflix documentaries that Danny watches all the time.
Yeah.
No, and there is actually a Netflix show out there about women getting scammed for money. Yeah.
Ooh. And like you lived it, like granted, like you were onto him, but like you know, in some situation, I'm sure he's scammed other people.
Love con revenge, it's pretty awesome. Oh.
Yeah, no, the show on Netflix is called Love Con.
Yep,
oh,
it's brand
man.
New.
It's just bananas.
Crazy, damn. $500,000,
Bitcoin.
Let's go.
The Daily Mix Show.
Steve, I would like to congratulate you on what happened earlier this morning, and that was you getting your 300th win at Beat Migs.
And I appreciate you sending me $500,000 in Bitcoin to celebrate such a momentous occasion.
Yes, the only way to celebrate. If you'd like to play Beat Migs, call 206-803-ROCK. We play the next version of Beat Migs at 7:50.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.